What the SAFE Act did is it made a bunch of people who were legal gun owners criminals overnight. That's step one. It made people criminals overnight. Mm-hmm. The second
thing.
And
we know that there are gun owners who certainly feel that way and are not pleased, to say the least, with that part of it.
They feel that way because it's true. They became criminals overnight, number one. Second thing, we said, oh, gun owners, please be afraid. Be afraid to report. Be afraid to help the police out. Be afraid to help. Be afraid to do anything because the cops might come and take your guns. Be afraid. So now it's going to be harder for law enforcement to actually solve crimes. That's number two. But the third thing is, we're actually arresting people who come into our state from other states. We're putting people in Rikers Island because of that.
Well,
the SAFE Act creates more victims.
Yeah, there's different, you know, different states have different laws, right? So if you
yes,
come
but you shouldn't be arresting someone. This is a little, I'm not making this up. Do your homework if you want to. If you have your weapon in a bag with your ammunition in the same bag, you get arrested. The weapon's not loaded. That's how New York State works. That is backward. Every time you try to create zero tolerance, you make things worse. That's simply how it works. No one's safer. No one is safer. If that kid wanted to kill people in New York, he would have. SAFE Act or no SAFE Act. It doesn't make anyone safer. It just makes us feel safer. We think we're doing something. The people who are criminals are still criminals. Now you might say, but Larry, if he didn't have that AR-15, he couldn't have killed as many people as he killed. 17, I believe it was, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Couldn't have killed 17 people. Okay.
Well, that's true, though, isn't it?
It is not. He could have simply rang the fire alarm bell, had the kids come out into the parking lot, and run them over with a truck. How do I know that? That happened in Nice. 80-some-odd people dead.
So you're saying if there's a will, people are going to find a way to do something like this?
What I'm saying is, this is a Band-Aid, right? This is a Band-Aid. Here's the bigger problem. I don't want to touch the branch. I want to touch the root. The problem is we have unhappy people. Unhappy people is the problem. If you take away his gun, he uses something else.
What about limiting guns to people who are deemed dangerously mentally ill, as we have in New York State?
Sure,
is that part
look,
of a solution?
If you want to say someone has an ongoing problem and therefore should not have a firearm, I'm not necessarily against that. That's not the SAFE Act. The SAFE Act is, oh, you have a piece of equipment that doesn't match what we decide is the right equipment, now you go to jail. That's not SAFE Act. If you're telling me there's someone who has an actual problem that can be documented by more than one doctor, that this person may be violent, this people, okay. If you're telling me someone has threatened someone and a cop should come at them because they've threatened someone, sure, that's what cops should be doing. I would hope. Here's what I also know. Most cops don't want to enforce the SAFE Act. Prosecutors do, but cops don't. Cops want to be going after people who are criminals. If they see someone who's threatening someone, cops join to do that. If someone's threatening you on Facebook saying you're going to murder someone or kill someone, cops should be investigating that. Yeah, that's a threat. Well done, police force. Go do that. But because someone's traveling through our state and they happen to have a firearm in the back of their car, legally owned in another state, why are cops enforcing that in any way, shape, or form? I know most cops don't want to enforce that. They want to go after bad guys, not after good guys.